The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
Damon Albarn started planning and writing the new Gorillaz album before the U.S. presidential election, but with the thematic idea of Trump winning in mind. It's made for an interesting contrast of dark lyrical themes battling up against up-tempo club sounds on a guest-heavy fifth LP for the Cartoon Creations. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound.
From everything I've heard from this Gorillaz record, it's a cool record. I've got to say, though, it's fair to say that this is the most different sounding Gorillaz record we've heard yet, right?
I don't know if there is a Gorillaz sound. So, you know, by very definition, it changes utterly every time we put a record out because it's totally new people. All the artists change. Well, no, that's not true, actually. Myself and De La Soul are the only consistent things that have traveled through the five albums.
Clocks on the wall, talk to watches on the wrist. It's the moments we relive. It's the moments like this.
Well, I've heard you talk about this being a club record.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I wanted to make an upbeat. You know, I wanted to use my kind of experience to make a club record. And I wanted a club record that had a narrative arc so that you could put it on and feel like you've entered a kind of, you know, a movie of types.
What is the storyline this time around?
Well, it's sort of it takes place in a non-linear way, sort of in a city, maybe New York, post a traumatic kind of shift in what people believe in and how people see themselves and see the people around them.
All my life,
I'm in a staking bar. I got debts, I'm at the base.
All my life,
saddened about to my love, and I'm just a heartbreaker.
You know, when you start a record like I did at the beginning of last year, I suppose I entered a dark fantasy where someone like Donald Trump ran for president and became president. And kind of strangely, as the sort of the closer I got to finishing the record, the closer that dark fantasy became reality. But you know, it's not about Donald Trump. It's he's just a manifestation of that malign sort of shift in how we feel about our surroundings and the people that we exist closely with. You know. But that was it. But that's a loose narrative. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that was definitely a big kind of sort of starting point for every conversation with every artist.
I'm just playing, baby, just the land of the free, where you can get a Glock and a gram for the cheap, where you can live your dreams long as you don't look like me, be a puppet on a string hanging from a tree.
That's what I'm finding is a really interesting time, because a lot of artists that I'm talking to right now, who've especially written, you know, similar themes and everything, it all started out as a what if, because every album that's releasing now was probably written at the beginning of the year. And
yeah.
So what wasn't it, not exactly a protest song, sort of turns out
well,
to be
just,
a protest song.
Censored. Yeah, it's kind of straight. That is interesting. And I mean, and I think obviously there's going to be a whole swathe of music that will come out sort of later this year from people who are reacting to the actual work. To it actually happening.
I mean, I can't help thinking of your title Demon Days suddenly.
Yes, no, well, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, we sang that tune on Friday at our gig. It was the last tune we did, and you know, there's a line in the chorus that goes, when lies become reality, we numb ourselves with drugs and TV. And I mean, it's, you know, that was written 12 years ago.
Yeah,
that could fit into the narrative now perfectly. To make popular music that's negative, in a sense, or kind of full of, you know, deals with the sort of darker side of stuff, is quite a challenge, because unfortunately most pop music is very saccharine and very sort of manufactured,
sure.
You know, and very very programmable. a disc jockey on a kind of sort of a feel good, no pun intended, radio station in I don't know, wherever. I'm going to pick the middle of America. Just they're not going to play a song that goes on. That was Demon Days. You know what I mean? They're just not, because it's like, where does that take their narrative in the middle of a sunny day in Texas?
Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless. Not for long. The future is coming on.
And I want to bring up, one of the first singles too, because "We Got the Power" is a great,
yeah, that's positive.
Song,
that is positive.
Right.
We got the power to be loving each other, no matter what happens. We got the power to do that.
But it was honestly written for the imaginary inauguration, so we had to sort of briefly air it on that day because that's what it was written for. It imagined that moment.
And I guess I would love to, ask the very obvious question. We've got the power to what?
Be loving each other no matter what happens. Treat each other like human beings, whoever we are, wherever we are.
Damon Auburn of Gorillaz, Blur, and a half dozen other projects. The new Gorillaz album is called Humans with a Z. For more of my interviews, head over to Facebook or Twitter/Kyle Meredith. And thanks to Brad Yost for co-producing this episode. And from the studios at WFPK in Louisville, KY, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.